In the studio with me today, Brian Anderson, who is the farm manager at UACCB, the University of Arkansas Community College, Batesville. And Brian, I'm going to start by saying I did not even know the community college had a farm manager and a farm to boot, apparently.
Yes, sir. This has been in the works for probably a year or more, and we're finally getting around to having process done on the renovation of the pole plant, as everybody knows it.
Yep.
It's probably 80-90% complete, which we're going to have classrooms, computer rooms, meeting rooms, conference rooms, and offices at that facility. Plus, that will be our heavy equipment, and our CDL program will still be there. And then we just leased a 207-acre farm across from the college, and that's where our hands-on process will go at both places.
And you mentioned right before we went on the air, the first cows are beginning to arrive.
Sometime in March, we will have our first cows.
Tell me a little bit about how this all came to be and where we're headed with this, because agri is still one of the largest, if not the largest, industry in the state. So this is very important.
Yes, sir. It's a great opportunity for youngsters who want to learn about a farm trade, a crop trade, getting out there and do it hands-on. And our program will be 75% or more hands-on. They can go through the two-year degree, get your heavy equipment license, which every farmer loves to have heavy equipment on their place. And then you can obtain your CDL through the program. We want you to be able to take what you learn hands-on and in classroom to go out and find you a great job in life.
How many students do you have enrolled right now?
I think we have 29 who signed up.
Is there still room?
Oh, yes. They're applying for the program as of now. And they will start the class in August.
Tell me about what they'll grow out on the farm as far as what will be done with all that.
Down at the Gateway Center, which that's across from the soccer field, we're going to have two big greenhouses, 30 feet wide, 60 feet long. And then we're going to plant, in the first year, I plan on trying to plant maybe some sweet corn, some pumpkins, okra, something that's pretty hardy to grow the first time we set out on this adventure. We're going to try to, you know, have a U-pick or we-pick or something for the area. And then we're going to have all the greenhouse, you know, growing plants, growing flowers, growing herbs. That's going to be very high tech. We'll be able to control it from our control room in the main office. If it needs watering, we can water. Tells the temperature. It's going to be very impressive. And everybody, when it gets going, needs to come out and visit.
Let's talk about the cattle for a minute, because if anybody is not a stranger around the cattle barn and the sale barn, it's you. You've been there practically grown up and all that. So yes. I guess you'll be taking the students out there and showing them this side of the cattle farming industry.
Yes, sir. Hands-on, vaccinating, ear tagging, working them, deworming, shots, delivering calves, taking them to the sale barn, going and sitting at the sale barn and watching how that operation works, because it's very important to learn what you buy and where it comes from.
Now, of course, this is FFA week, and that means what?
Future Farmers of America, all young students in their high schools are preparing and have been preparing for events they do. They go to nationals, FFA nationals, FFA conventions, Little Rock, around this area. Very, very well thought out program for years. We encourage all young men and women to join FFA.
It's not just for the guys.
Lots of girls. My daughter was in FFA.
And sometimes those girls show up, the guys.
They sure do, especially in the events I've been in is judging things most often. But it's very impressive organization. The college, we are behind it 100%. If any student wants to come visit and talk about FFA and join our ag program, we'd more than likely have them come by.
Brian, for the students out there who maybe are interested in this, how do they get in touch with you, or who do they get in touch
with? They can call 870-612-2000 and ask to speak to Tina Goodman. She's the recruiter. She can come visit them at the schools, which she does quite often. Or they can go on our website, and it has under the farm program a QR code for apply here. Come out and look at see what you're going to be doing.
Next time you come in, you got to bring me some veggies, okay?
We'll try.
Okay. Brian Anderson, the farm manager at UACCB. It's always good to see you.
Thank you, Chad.